Morning, Sovah Megivacher, Ben Yishchai Le'olam. We are using the Ben Yishchai with the Hagahot of Rav Ovadia, Zecher Tzedek Lekdesh Livracha. Kvar amarnu le'el, the Hanachat Tefillin Shel Yad Bizroa. Where do we put Tefillin Shel Yad Bizroa? On the arm, Beperek HaTachton, HaSamuch HaKatef. בבשר הגבוה נקרא ריבורת. ריבורת is on the muscle that is like a right half, like a half a circle on the arm. ולא יניחנו למטה מהריבורת. And Ben Yishchai says if a person puts the tefillin lower than the ריבורת, it's like you put it on his knee. And you didn't do the mitzvah. And it's Baruch Ha Levatala. The Ba'inan Sima Keneged Halev. Because we are supposed to put it across our heart. V'Hagiboret Mechuvan Keneged Halev. And Giboret, this half circle on the arm, the muscle, is parallel to the heart. So therefore, V'Lachen Tzarich Sheyateh Tefillin. Also, the Ben Yishchai says also a person has to turn the tefillin to be towards Ra'alitzad HaGuf, right? In a way, it should be towards that when he holds his arm down, the tefillin should be near his heart, right? Because Al Levavecha Mechuvan Keneged Libo. ואפילו בפרק התחתון הנזכר, יזהה שהוא הנכון בחצי העליון. And also, Ben Yishchai says that it should be on the lower part and not the higher part, but even though, according to the Gaon Vilna, if the tefillin is put on the upper part, is also Yotze. On the upper part of this half circle, the Giboret. So he says, "Lechatchila tzarich lachush tzvata poskim disvira lei b'chatzi hashani lo yanech tefillin." So the Ben Yishchai says, "So a person should, not put it higher, because only Gaon is the one that says that it's okay." So therefore, he says, "Halovesh Rashi v'Rabbeinu Tam b'yachad." If a person puts Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the same time. Right, so then Yizaher la'asotam ketanim. He has to make sure that the tefillin are really mamash like miniature. Kedei sheyuchal la'anicham al basar tafuach shebechatzi harishon shel haperek. That they should both fit on the lower part of this half circle of the riboret. But he says v'heichad delo efshar ba'achi. If his tefillin are not as small, yesh sfochas v'rat ha'gaon. So then you could be so mechan gaon that even if it's on the higher part, it's also okay, right? The Rav Ovadia says, he says no. He says he cannot be so mech even b'di'evedan because the gaon mivilna is da'at yachid. He's the only one that says that it's okay to put the tefillin on the higher part, right? So therefore, that's why Rav Ovadia says that since it's not very practical to get tefillin, that your kasher is so small, it's better. His shita is to put the Rabben Utam, right, not together with Rashi, to get bigger tefillins, the normal size, and to put them one after the other and not together. But again, if a person like Baruch Hashem has, small tefillin that they fit in the lower part of the riboret, then it's definitely. Right, an option, and even a preferred option. Rabotai, Avraham Yagel Yitzhak Ranen, Mirchashu Shabbat. Avraham Yagel, when is it talking about? Avraham Avinu and Yitzhak were so happy. Gilar Rinam. But Yosef says, it's talking about Shat HaAgedah. Shat HaAgedah, they were Shamayim Budan. At the time of Agadah, Avraham and Yitzchak are you semechim b'mitzvah teshuvah liyadam. And it's an amazing, it's Agedah, it's the biggest nisayon that Avraham Avinu had. That they were both, like, you know, it's unbelievable. Rav Shach, you know, when it was the war, I think in Milchamet Mifratz, the Gulf War. So he gathered everybody. He says, like, you know, it's a very hard time. I think we'd have said the same thing now in this longest war Israel ever had. That, you know, even though it's tzarot and constant attacks and sakanot, we have to be ultimate right simcha. David HaMelech says, "Gam ki alech v'gei tzalmah v'lo irara ki ata emadi." Because the person knows, a Jew has to know that his neshama is going to go back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to be the closest to Hashem. And he says in Slotsk, Hayaz Yehudi Zaren Begil Tishim, in his city that he was born and raised, there was a 90-year-old man, Kol Yamav, and this person was known that his entire life he had tzarot. Mamash, the worst of tzarot happened to him. Family, tragedies, personal, etc. And yet, midei shana motzei yom kippur, he would go to the rav of the city, the roked imo benigur min yuchad. He would go and dance with the rav of the city with a special nigun. That was a nigun that there's a Kabbalah that in a Graf Potocki, the Ger Tzedek, sang when they were taking him to be burnt on Kiddush Hashem. Right, so we have to realize that this is this thing that when we say on Shabbat, right, Yaakov, it says Avraham Yagel Yitzchak Amen. It should be a lesson to us. But Amidah Hazot Yerushu Bnei Yisrael Ma'avot HaKadoshim Shalchu B'Simcha L'Gayem Mitzvot. Where the Jews get this power? You know, they say, like, you know, even the all this reform and not Jews and Auschwitz. Before they would gas them, they would say Shema Yisrael. They would say Mamash. They would say Shema Yisrael. Because they got it from Abraham and Yitzchak. Sh'afam Shachadosh Baruch Hu Amar L'Abraham Ki B'Yitzchak Yigarel L'Chazorah. It was the worst of the Nisyonot. That it says, Abraham Yagel Yitzchak V'Lanen. And it's really the genes of every Jew. No matter how difficult, how many difficulties they have, even personal lives. Right, to realize that in every morning when it's Shalom Asani Goy, and we have the zechut to be Ovad Hashem, in spite of all these challenges, we should do it b'simcha. Rabbi Hananiah ben Arashi Omer Ratzah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Et Yisrael V'Chach.